This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 2:08. I'm Blaise Olson in for Chad Hartman today. Shaletta will be in later. She'll be in tomorrow. Get your fill of Shaletta. Ask her about her letter from Joe Biden. I'm sure she won't talk about it at all. I poked fun that, yeah, he wrote it personally. She didn't really care for that. You know, everybody is talking about the economy. You cannot avoid it. It is relevant to all of our lives, from gas prices to wages, if you're a business owner, wages if you're a teenager negotiating with your employer for the next buck per hour. The state jobs report came out today, and we're at our lowest unemployment level in the history of Minnesota. I'm having a flashback to high school and college economics courses saying this wasn't a model that I necessarily recall studying. So I thought it'd be good to bring in the state's economist, Laura Kalambakidis. Did I get that?
It's Kalambakidis.
Kalambakidis. You know, I've said it before. I think I've even introduced you once and I got it. And then that part of my hard drive in my brain didn't work today. So there you go.
Fair enough.
Laura, as the state's economy, as you look at it, first, today's news with the jobs and where we're at in employment and the dynamic, like today or, you know, in this period, how do you view the state's economy in the current state? Because obviously feelings of anxiety are rising amongst Minnesotans.
Yeah, sure. You know, the state, as you alluded to, the job market. So the, you know, the biggest story in our state specific economy is that really tight labor market. And by a tight labor market, we mean very low unemployment, very high demand for labor. Mm-hmm. So we have a record low unemployment rate, and we have a record high number of job vacancies statewide. So what does that mean? Well, it depends on which side of that market you're on, right? So if you're selling labor, if you're out looking for a job, you hold all the cards. And if you, and so that's a good labor market for you. But if you're an employer trying to fill some of those vacant positions, you're having a hard time and you are trying to get creative in order to fill those positions and try to, you have to be, do things differently than what you've done before.
And that is, I think, what I've heard. You know, I have two teenage workers, 17 and 19, who both have very healthy hourly wages right now. And and then you talk to employers, and as an employer myself, you know, there's only so many kind of soft costs you can get away with before they just want more money, more cash. And then you look at those openings and just trying to recruit. Now you look at inflation, and obviously it's gas prices is the day-to-day conversation, but food, housing, all the other costs going up. People are making more, but they're having to spend more. Is there a point where you think, or a period of time, a quarter, where you start to see some stabilization between these kind of bearing out in Minnesota?
Yeah, when you move to talking about inflation, then you're talking about a national and global phenomenon, and something that Minnesota, we don't create our own inflation. We're not big enough.
Yep.
It's what's going on at the U.S. level, and so we're, you know, Minnesota doesn't have a lot of state-specific economic risks. Most of the risks to our economy are coming from outside. They're external risks. And so, yeah, up until now, inflation has, in general, just sort of looking overall in the U.S., inflation has outpaced wage growth, even though wage growth has occurred, except for in some very high demand, lower wage jobs, in particular those jobs that were affected by the pandemic. And so in some of those jobs where employers just really have had to boost wages in order to bring people in, then that wage growth has exceeded inflation. So when will we get to the point? Well, there are forecasters who are saying that, you know, in the next year or so, maybe 2 years, that we will get to where wage growth is exceeding inflation.
Okay.
And so that means that's real wage growth, real meaning inflation corrected. But it does depend on what happens in the U.S. macro economy.
On the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline is Laura Kulambikidis. She's the state's economist. So the state has a big surplus. That is because of tax collections and federal money. The federal money obviously is going to stick around, but tax collections can be pretty volatile in the state of Minnesota. The last forecast had us having this surplus. Is the surplus in jeopardy in your mind?
So a lot of the money associated with the projected surplus was money that is associated with last year's economic activity.
Okay.
So remember that the stock market, you know, had a heck of a year last year. And so we think that Minnesotans got a lot of capital gains and ended up paying quite a bit of income tax as a consequence. That, so some of the revenues that we've been seeing coming in during the first half of this year are really a lagged indicator of what happened last year. And so the concern is this year, obviously, we are not having a stellar stock market year. And so those capital gains, which influence income taxes, we're not going to have the same kind of year. We're not going to have the same kind of income tax forecast.
Got it. As you've followed the economy, studied economics, teach economics, inflation with full employment. I don't remember that model. I'm just going to tell you that I didn't remember everything from college economics, but I don't remember that model. Is that model happened in recent history, and what were the results?
Well, what the situation we have right now, extremely low unemployment and inflation, is a situation where the Federal Reserve wants to use monetary policy in order to control that inflation, because their dual mandate is to control prices, have price stability, and full employment or low unemployment.
Yep.
And so that's exactly what the Fed is doing right now. And so the challenge for them is that do they do this in an aggressive manner, which might control inflation, but could also push the economy into a recession. And so what's unusual, you alluded to things we haven't seen before. What would be unusual is to have control the inflation without any increase in unemployment. And so what the Fed's aiming for is what people call a soft landing, where we control inflation without big increases in unemployment, because the Fed doesn't want to put people out of work. But that's how they're trying to thread the needle right now, is to when they raise interest rates, they're putting the brakes on the economy, trying to slow the economy down just enough to bring prices down, but not enough that we kick a bunch of people out of work. And that, you know, monetary policy is not not a super finely tooled thing. So, it's not like you can move that needle just a teeny bit. So that's the risk. When we talk about risk and uncertainty in this economy, it's what is going to be the outcome of the choices that the Fed makes and that the administration makes.
Final question. Historically, Minnesota has done well in recessions because of the diversity of our economy and our job providers here. You said, look, there's not anything in Minnesota, but it's all external factors. Is our economic, are the jobs we have and the industries we have still diverse enough that we're probably in decent shape, or historically good shape for that kind of recession?
Yeah, that's a great point. And yes, it is still true. So we have these persistent assets in Minnesota's economy, including the diverse economic base, a hardworking and well-educated workforce, innovative businesses and nonprofits. Those are the persistent assets. Then we also have this asset that we do have high demand for labor right now. So if some people lose jobs, they'll be able to find other jobs. And a tremendous asset that the state is in really excellent financial condition. You talked about the surplus. We also have a full budget reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of those things will help Minnesota weather these external threats and will weather a U.S. whatever happens in the U.S. economy.
Got it. Laura Kambalagidis, thanks for joining us, and we'll check in down the road.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
No problem. State's economist talking about our economy. It's going to be one of those ongoing conversations. I'm sure we'll talk about it on Sunday Take. A lot of you have texted in about our conversation on EV cars. If you want to hear a good conversation about that, go to WCCRadio.com. Go to Sunday Take. We had a great conversation about it last week as well. Or go in the rewind function of the Odyssey app, and you can catch up there. I'm Blaise Olson. I'm in for Chad from noon to 3 today on News Talk 830 WCCO. It's 2:23 on News Talk 830 WCCO. For all the talk about weather, today is one of those days. Roll down the windows. Open the sunroof. Put down the top. Sit outside. It's gorgeous out there. In mid-80s with a slight breeze. Remind yourselves of these days during January and February next year. Because I know how much Chad loves to talk about the great weather here and the underrated, overrated months. And I know that he really appreciates my food takes, too. So today is National Fudge Day. Dan Cook, your thoughts on fudge?
It's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably slightly overrated.
I have to say, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Here's the deal about fudge. It always looks way better.
Yes.
And smells way better.
Yes.
And the first couple bites are really good, but it takes a lot to take down a large piece of fudge.
Yes, it does.
The sugar, the...
Well, and there's a slight bitterness to it. I mean, it's almost to me in my brain, it connects it to like dark chocolate in a way where there's sort of a slight bitterness
to
it. That it's, you know, your brain's looking for the milk chocolate sugar high and then it doesn't get that. So.
But today is National Fudge Day.
Oh, good for fudge.
It's also National like Smile at People Day. Are you going to do that today, Dan?
Oh, I might once or twice. You know,
come on, buddy. It's nice weather. Chad's not here. I mean, so what's your favorite kind of fudge? Fudge, overrated, underrated? 651-461-9226. There'll probably be an authoritative food list coming out in the next week. We are due for one.
It's been a bit.
Well, we did a donut one just 2 weeks ago. We did a donut one.
The best use of fudge, by the way, is in the peanut butter parfait at Dairy Queen, which is the number one thing
to get.
Did Chad just text you? No, he did not. But,
remind Blois that.
No, but he and I agree wholeheartedly on this. That is the number one item at the Dairy Queen.
I don't want to admit that you guys sometimes may live in my head rent free.
Period. Paragraph.
But last night, at Dairy Queen, while ordering my chocolate Sunday.
You see how you are.
I thought to myself, should I take a picture?
Yes, you should have.
And send it to these guys and say chocolate better than hot fudge.
Yeah. I mean, you should have. You knew exactly what the response was going to be. You know, lose my number, dead to me. I mean,
No. Who are you?
Yeah,
right?
Kind of
Yeah. But I had a little anxiety that they were going to put fudge on instead of chocolate as some sort of justice moment for you guys.
That's, you know, you're thinking karmically. I get that.
Chad would also celebrated a moment at our home last night when I made burgers and fries for dinner and we were out of ketchup.
Ah, yes, he would have loved that. We had Tim Connolly, the Timberwolves executive in studio last week. And Chad was quizzing him about food stuff, just, you know, kind of light
get to know
the interview.
Him.
Yeah. And it was going really, really well until they got to the subject of ketchup. And Tim was a big ketchup fan. And Chad almost threw him bodily out of the studio. So
this relationship's not going to go well. Good thing Chad's not still
around. It was going very well, and then there was a bump, but I think they recovered. I think they recovered. We'll see.
Yeah, so we traditionally buy ketchup at Costco, which in theory means we should never run out of.
Yeah, I mean, because you're talking about the gallon size. Right.
Right.
I mean,
but we ran out of Costco. We ran out of ketchup yesterday. So much so that it took the third neighbor answering the phone for me to find ketchup. I would have been fine.
Yeah.
I actually thought about like putting salsa on my burger.
Okay.
And just like, sure, we'll try something different.
Yeah.
The teenage children.
Really?
They were not. Because I don't even put ketchup on my french fries.
No. Which is about the only thing I do put ketchup on.
Yeah. I get that. But yeah. So ketchup, fudge. Fudge is the most overrated sweet, followed closely by s'mores. Come on, fudge is nasty.
No, I mean, fudge might be, I mean, I agree fudge overrated, but I mean, you can start bagging on s'mores. We're going to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Depends on what you're putting in your s'mores. And
you do Reese's peanut butter cups.
I have. It's not exclusively, but I have. That's delicious.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I've done bananas in my s'mores.
Even the most basic s'more, right? Hershey bar, marshmallow, graham cracker.
Yeah.
I mean, that's solid. That's properly rated.
DQ hot fudge. 3 exclamation points.
I mean, it's strong, yeah. You know.
I hate fudge of any kind. How do you really feel?
I mean,
it's good to evoke this emotion.
Yeah, I mean,
from people.
You know, people want to talk about this stuff.
But so then if people have this strong feeling about fudge, and we're not talking about hot fudge, because I mean, I'll acknowledge that hot fudge is pretty good in certain places.
Right.
Like I like hot fudge on a brownie sundae.
Sure.
Just not on a normal Sunday.
Yeah.
But then, why do so many people make fudge?
I don't know.
Why are there all these places for fudge?
Any candy.
Who are these? Are they? They're just not our demographic. They don't listen to WCCO, apparently. So if you love fudge, please text in at 651-461-9226 because all the anti-fudge people are texting in, and I'm going to think there isn't even a market for fudge. The market for fudge is bottomed out, and we're going to have unemployed fudge makers.
Do you put that on a business card, anti-fudge person?
Could.
I mean,
there's probably been crazier things put on.
I would imagine so, yes.
There was a t-shirt at Dairy Queen last night.
Yeah.
Said, I'm a special treat with the DQ logo. I said to my kids, I want that t-shirt. Yeah. And they were embarrassed that I would wear
the kids?
It. Yeah.
Yeah, well, but that's
But
your
I
job.
Wouldn't wear it for them.
No, and that's your job as a parent.
But if I wore that to like a barbecue,
sure.
People would get like, out of that. Wore it into work someday?
Yeah.
People would be like,
your kids would be mortified, but that's kind of part of the bonus of the structure.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Malt vinegar, not ketchup. Oh.
I don't know.
No.
I'm not.
Doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
Although I will say where there is malt vinegar on the table, those are usually really good burger and fry joints.
Okay.
So there you go. I'm Blaise Olson. I'm in for Chad. And just remember, cake beats pie every day of the week. When we come back, we're going to talk to John Francis. He's a very successful entrepreneur locally. But he started an initiative a few years back called Father's Eve. And it's celebrated, I think it's Friday night or it might be Saturday night or either or. Where people celebrate being dads. Dads get to be dads with other dads. And I think this is an underrated concept because I think men don't take enough time to think about what it means to be a dad and how important a job it is. Just before Father's Day, we'll have John Francis talking Father's Eve. Blaise in for Chad on News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.